Shalom Aleichem and Biaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Lamed Gimel, Erchin 33a, pagination is 65. We'll start at the Mishnah about six lines into the wides. Batei HaChatzeirim, houses in unwalled cities. We discussed that Batei Orei Choma, houses in walled cities, had specific rules. And now we're talking about Batei HaChatzeirim, houses in unwalled cities. So the Mishnah tells us, Nosnim lam koach yofe shebevatei orei choma. In some regards, they are like the houses in walled cities. Vekoach yofe shebesados. And in some regards, they have the laws similar to fields. V'negolin miyad, they're redeemed right away, v'chol shneim asar chodesh, and the entire 12 months. You don't have to wait for two years to pass, like by fields. They're redeemed right away for 12 months. Kibatim, like houses. V'yotzim biyovel, or v'giron kesef, kesados. But likewise, they have areas of comparison with the fields in that they will go free by Yovel. It's not going to go to the buyer after the 12 months definitively. By Yovel, it'll be released, uvigiron kesef, and with a reduction of price if it's going to be redeemed, let's say after 5 months. It's not like we described in the other redemption that it's just the price that was paid. That's the price of the redemption, but rather it gets diminished based on how many months he already has had use of it. Turning on to the second side of the daf, ve'elu hein batei hachatzeirim. And here is a case of an unwalled city, even though it seems to have a wall, or had a wall at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. Shnei chatzeirim shel shnei batim, two courtyards, each having two houses. Af al pi shemukefes chomim mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, even though it has a wall from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, arein kibotei chatzeirim, it's still considered an unwalled city. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Mimashma shenema batei hachatzeirim eni yodea she'en lohem choma. Why does the pasuk have to say batei hachatzeirim asher ein lohem choma? Unwalled cities that don't have a wall. Matam aloma, what does it mean? Asher ein lohem choma, it doesn't have a wall. Af al pi sheyesh lohem choma, there are cases where it does have a wall. K'mi she'en lo choma, and it's as if it does not have a wall. Kama batim shnayim. How many is houses, plural? Two. Chatzeros shnayim. Courtyards, two. So shtei chatzeros shel shnei batim, you would have a case of two courtyards, each with two houses, and that would be still an unwalled city, even though it has a wall, but it's not significant. Not a significant city. Let's skip down to a Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. It's about a third of the way up. So the Mishnah states, Ein osim sade migrash. You're not allowed to make a field into a migrash. Velo migrash sade, and you're not allowed to make a migrash into a field. What is a migrash? So Rashi tells us, Migrash have a elef amo saviv lo'ir. It's the area, 1,000 amo outside the city, around the city, and it's panui miklum. Nothing gets planted there in terms of produce. Doesn't have houses. It's noi ha'ir. It's nice of the city. So you're not allowed to take a place designated for planting and make it a migrash because you're depriving people of planting area. V'lo migrash sada, but you're not allowed to take the migrash and make it into a field because that's depriving the nei ha'ir, the beauty of the city. V'lo migrash ir, you can't turn a migrash into an ir because that's taking away from the beauty of the city. V'lo ir migrash, and likewise, you're not allowed to make a city into a migrash because that's depriving people of living space. So both directions is going to be forbidden because its designation has significance. And this is the idea that we're not taking sides, better or worse. We're just recognizing that each one has its purpose. Let's move on to the next daf. The last daf of the Masechta is fairly short. Erchin Lamed Dalid, 34a, pagination 67. Third line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned that there's a case, Kisdei HaCherem LaKohen Tiya Achuzaso, that a field is like the field designated for Hekdesh, and it should be for the Kohanim. Matam Adlomar, what does it mean? It's talking about a specific case. Minayin LaKohen, a Kohen Shehikdish Sdei Chermo. He received a field, which its history was that someone designated it for Hekdesh, and at the proper time it got released from Hekdesh and was distributed to the Kohanim, and he got this portion. Now he, the Kohen, went ahead and designated it for Hekdesh. And now the field is being released. Shalo Yomar, he doesn't have the right to say, Hol v'yotze l'kohanim, since it's going out to the Kohanim anyway, v'arei tachas yadi, and it's mine already, tehei shali, it should go out from Hekdesh to be mine. V'dinu, and it would make sense to say that. B'shal acherim ani zocha b'shal atzmi lo kol shekein. If other people's can become mine, if it's already mine, I make it hektish, it should be released to me as well. Tamalam avaya asada b'tzeso by Yovel. When it goes out by Yovel, kodesh l'ashem kisdei acherim. It should be like other sedei acherim. What does it mean, like other sedei acherim? It's yotze mitachas yado umischalekes lakohanim. It gets divided between the kohanim of that mishmar, and he has no greater say in receiving it. We find this concept that a person is truly giving a donation. He's giving something, and it gets really, it's no longer his. And that's true even for the kohanim. So we find, for example, by Leviim, not only does the Yisrael have to give Terumah, but the Levi also gives Terumah. He gives Terumas Meiser, even if he doesn't have any fields, and he got it as a gift, if you will, a mandated gift, but he's going to have a relationship with the Kohen as well. He's going to be giving a donation. Everybody in Klal Yisrael, regardless of who they are, goes ahead and gives, and they relinquish it, and they give it. And this Kohen, even though he thought that he's going to be able to get it back, his donation is a genuine donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and then when it gets distributed, it's not necessarily going to give him, not only the whole thing, it's not even necessarily going to give him a portion, it's going to be going to the mishmar, the shift of Kohanim at the time that Yovel causes the release. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. Hadron Aloch Maseches Erchin, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future.